right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 206 of the CADcast. I am GPD in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we have the American connection of Wombat and Shipwreck. Hello, Wombat.
Hello, GPD.
And Shipwreck, the other half of the American connection.
We are representing America for everybody.
It doesn't get more American than you or I think. We right. Kind of epitomize the country.
I'm American too, you know.
Yeah, you're faux American.
Right. Well, Shipwreck is very upset right now. Shipwreck, why don't you tell everybody why you're upset? I think we should start with that.
What? I'm not really that upset.
You're mentioning it a lot, so I think maybe you are upset.
It's just one of those things that gets to you sometimes. Like, normally it doesn't get to me, but I wrote this review for a little PS3 minis game. Just like a little $5 game.
Young Thor.
Per game. Yeah, Young Thor was the name of it. And it's a good game. It's a decent game. I would suggest checking it out for $5. I mean, what are you going to lose checking out a game for
$5? $5.
Money hats.
Yes, exactly. I got called out by somebody on my review saying that I gave this game a good review because I got it for free.
You get all your games for free.
I know, I explained that to him, that this is how the video game review business works.
Everybody gets their games for free who writes reviews.
Correct.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, aside for user reviews or maybe smaller sites that haven't gotten to that point yet, but they're going to get to that point and then they're going to get their games for free.
And my Singularity review.
Right. But we did get a version of that game. I got a free copy of that game. Well, it
didn't help me at all.
Yeah, it didn't help me either.
Well, I bought you yours.
I know, but still. I like to be included.
It kind of helped you, actually.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway. So, no, I was just a little bit upset about that some guy was trying to question whether my review was biased or not on a $5 title that he hasn't played at all.
Right.
But he had assumed that it wasn't any good, it seemed like.
Right, a $5 downloadable title.
Right. And I just looked and Joystick just put up their review and they gave it 4 out of 5 as well.
But they're biased, though.
Exactly. They're equally as biased.
Right.
I don't understand how you can be biased when you scores. Give games bad reviews, too.
I think Joystick bases their review scores off of your scores. So I think they're biased in that sense.
Is that why everybody was tweeting up in an uprage about my Limbo review?
They were. The industry tweeted an uprage
I
about
saw
your
that.
Review.
That was, well, we're going to talk about Limbo later, and we can talk about...
And I will preface by saying I thought it was awesome.
Well, hey, I was just impressed that people were paying attention to what Shipwreck had to say. Besides,
and I got all defensive about it, too. I got defensive on his behalf, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Limbo. I finished Limbo. Shipwreck finished Limbo. Wombat, you're still in Limbo.
I'm like 60% or something like that.
Right, which is really more than 60%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to talk about Limbo. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. On Live, Deathspank. I don't know. Tons of stuff to talk about. Crackdown 2. Good stuff to talk about. It's going to be a good show. I just wanted to start off by mentioning that I made a little visit to Grasshopper Manufacture yesterday. Do you know what that is, Wombat?
Will you please tell me?
They make lawnmowers. They make riding lawnmowers.
I could use one. Do they need someone to review their new lawnmower?
No, they don't actually make lawnmowers.
Their new lawnmower called Killer 7.
Right, they make No More Heroes. So my friend Esteban got a job there. He was previously working at this company called Success, which I'm sure you all recognize as the company that made the blockbuster hit Operation Darkness. No, wait, is that what it was called? Operation Darkness?
The RTS, the turn-based strategy game with werewolves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, they made that game. It's funny because it's a company called Success, and I'm not sure they've ever had any. But anyway, so he got out of there, and he got a job at Suda 51's Grasshopper Manufacturer. And I was really happy for him because he's a really nice guy, and he deserves not to be suffering every day. So anyway, he invited me to come on their podcast, which is... Was just me and him in a room. But I got to check out their office. Well, actually, I got to check out their... They didn't let me in the actual office because there's like secret stuff going on there. But I got to go into like the meeting room area of the office. And holy shit, did they have a nice office. I mean, I don't know how, because
that's what I was wondering. All their games have been critical successes, but at least over here in North America, they really haven't had a financial hit, I wouldn't think.
And you'd expect like a game developer doesn't really need like a fancy office. You know, they need a functional office, but you know, they probably don't do a lot of entertaining at the office. You know, it's a developer. You know, they make games there. And boy, it's just like a brand new, it's in a really nice office building, brand new installation. I think they just moved in there. It's brand new installation. I was just like, wow, this is a game developer office. I couldn't believe it. They had the Star Wars, a really nice Star Wars pinball machine in the lobby. And I don't know. It was there, and their conference room is a ping pong table with chairs around it, which I thought was kind of cool.
Sounds like a .com startup in 98.
Exactly, dude. It was like, how do they afford this? I don't know, because it must. I mean, I was a commercial real estate broker for 2 years, so I know that nice office space is probably a company's biggest expense, and it seemed kind of unnecessary. But hey, maybe they got a great deal on it or something. Anyway, so we did a podcast, and it'll be on the front page of CAG probably at the same time as this podcast. And given that I've never played any Grasshopper games, we didn't spend a lot of time talking about Grasshopper games.
I've played some.
A lot of times talking about, I don't know, homoerotic issues. I don't know. It was kind of awkward, but it was fun. And
can't wait to listen. That's an endorsement.
we had a good time.
Listen to my podcast to talk about gay shit.
Right, giving each other hand jobs. It was awkward. I don't
want to know.
Yeah, you want to be surprised, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Let my ears be surprised.
Yes. And also, I had a really nice experience that I just wanted to share with everybody. The Japanese television stations here or station was having like a Star Wars festival in which they played every night. They played for 6 nights. They played all the Star Wars movies in succession, starting with the, you know, Episode 1, the newer, shittier movies, and then moving on to the movies that we actually like. And it was really cool because I mean, we didn't watch all the movies or, you know, in their entirety, but we watched little bits and pieces, and I got to watch them with Ty. And it was just really fun to see him get into Star Wars. And he's asking me who all the characters are, and you know, it was just really, a lot of fun, and he was into it. But I had to tell him when we were watching Return of the Jedi, you know, when Yoda dies, you know, oh, Yoda's just really tired, he's really sleepy. So now whenever I mention Yoda to Ty, he's like, Yoda's sleeping. I'm like, yeah, it's a long sleep. But boy, it's really amazing how the older movies hold up, you know, really well, and the new movies don't hold up at all. They never held up. Like, the special effects are not the problem at all.
Yeah, the older movies are just newer movies are just bad.
Did you watch the remixed version?
Yes, they're
of the
remixed,
older movies.
Yes, they're the remixed ones with the. They got rid of the Ewok song that I really like at the end of.
The new Ewok song is not good.
No. They should have kept the old one. That was like the best part.
Yeah, I had that on tape, on cassette tape. I used to listen to it. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
In the car. I used to make my parents put it on the car.
It's great. Yeah, I have the CD somewhere. So I don't know. It was just a lot of fun to experience Star Wars with my little boy, even though he couldn't really understand what was going on. And it was maybe too violent for him, but it's Star Wars. You got to make an exception, I think. And speaking of movies, we saw Inception.
Not together, though.
No, just me and my wife.
Yeah, I saw it too, but separately.
You didn't see it with me?
No, I didn't see it with you.
Ship, did you see it?
I did not see it. The last movie I've seen in the theaters is
G.I. Joe.
Avatar.
Oh, damn.
No, Avatar is the last movie I've seen in the theaters. I don't go to the theaters very much. It's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, come to Tokyo. You'll find out how expensive it is.
I went to a matinee, so it wasn't that much.
So, well, what'd you think of it? Did you? I mean, everyone seems to just think it's like their favorite movie of all time now.
I wouldn't call it. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the best movie I've ever seen ever, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, I had a nice time watching the movie.
Yeah,
I would recommend it.
Sure, I thought basically it was similar to The Matrix with far inferior action sequences. Like I thought that like all the the action in the movie was the weakest part, and it was too much. Like that, the whole snow part, all the fighting in the snow.
You mean the Call of Duty 4 movie?
Yeah, they could have cut that out entirely, and it would have probably made the movie better. Like, I don't really need to. I mean, the movie's long anyway.
It is a long movie. I mean, I enjoyed it. I wasn't bored at any time. I wasn't looking at my watch.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I'll tell you, it's funny. So, they do a weird thing in Japan when new movies come out. There's like the actual opening day, but then like the week before, they have sneak previews for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then like the actual opening is the next week. So we saw that it happened to be playing in the previews, or I guess you call it, when Osaka Grandma was going to be here. So it was like a very rare opportunity to go see a movie. Unfortunately, like all the good seats were taken. Like here you have to buy the seats. You know, you actually choose your seats in advance. You don't just show up and pick your seat. So it was all like the real crappy seats off to the side or in the front. But they have a special theater here called like the Premier Theater, which has like the bigger seats that recline and like you get like a table, basically. So that was the only one that was available. The problem is it's even more expensive than the already ridiculously expensive standard seats. A regular seat at a movie here is about $20. Just a regular old movie ticket. It's $20. Non-3D. These seats were like 30 and change. But you get a drink.
And a hand job.
Well, I thought that maybe I could have got a... I mean, realistically, it wouldn't have happened. But you actually can't get a hand job there because the armrests are so high and they don't move.
Gotcha.
It would be unless you're self-inflicted hand job.
That's not a hand job. That's called masturbating.
Oh, right. So anyway, you get like a free drink, like an alcoholic drink. So, you know, I got a beer and, you know, whatever. I was just happy to be in the movie theater. And frankly, the regular seats even in a nice theater here, like, because Japanese people are so small, they seem to be like lower to the ground. So my ass always falls asleep if the movie's longer than like 90 minutes. Or maybe even shorter. So anyway, so we show up to the movie and, you know, we're watching the movie and it's good. And, you know, get right into all the dreaming stuff. And I look over at the guy next to me and the guy is just passed out, sleeping. He just spent $35 to fall asleep at Inception.
And well, you like, know, well, actually, that's kind of, A, it's ironic that he's dreaming.
Right.
While
it was the first 10 minutes of the movie.
And second, it's, you know, maybe that's the only place he can go to get good sleep is at the movie theater. And for him, that might be worth $35.
That's possible. I think what it was is he had his free beer. And some Japanese people don't react very well to alcohol. And I think the beer just, like, kicked his ass. The small glass of beer just knocked him out. But he slept through the whole movie pretty much. I kept looking over every so often.
I'm surprised the movie came out when it did in Japan. I thought it wouldn't come out for another 3 months. Is it because there's a Japanese actor in the film?
That could be. Leonardo DiCaprio is pretty popular here as well. He does a lot of ads here for like
tires and
watches.
So I guess if you put the two together, Leonardo DiCaprio and Ken Watanabe, that's like, we got to release this movie in Japan.
I guess so. And in fact, they had like the actual red carpet premiere. And they have a lot of these premieres basically right next door to where my wife works in the office complex that she works and where Ty goes to nursery. So I walked by the premiere while they were having it, just like I walked by the Sex and the City premiere. And I saw Leo. He must've been pretty hot wearing a black suit in 95 degree weather, but I don't feel bad for him. I think he was okay. I'll tell you, a lot more people showed up for the Sex and the City 2 premiere. The girls.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Anyway, I like the movie. I didn't love it.
No, it's really good. He makes really good movies. I think Christopher Nolan makes good movies. I like his Batman movies. I liked Memento.
Yep, I liked Insomnia.
Insomnia I didn't love.
I thought it was cool.
I like The Prestige is really good.
Yeah, that was okay. I saw that.
See? I guess we could...
I liked it. It was entertaining. They're entertaining
movies.
I like
that better than Insomnia. Yeah, he makes it like there's something wrong with that. I understand. They can borderline pretentious, but they're still entertaining. And I think you can get away with the pretension if there's entertainment in there still.
Yes. And they're definitely entertaining.
And hopefully we'll get some Batman 3 news this week.
Ooh, right.
Oh, yeah. That starts filming in April.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, Christopher Nolan says he wasn't going to talk about Batman until after Inception was in theaters. And now the movie's in theaters and Comic-Con's going on. I want to hear something.
Right. And it's doing well, right? It's making a lot of money.
Yes. And the rumor is, well, it's been confirmed, I believe, that the Riddler is going to be the villain in Batman 3.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor is Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing the Riddler in Batman 3.
Cobra Commander?
Yes, Cobra Commander.
Never heard of him.
He was in Inception. He was the partner.
Oh, okay.
Better known as Cobra Commander.
Better known as Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe movie. Better
Does he
known
talk
as the...
like Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe movie?
No.
Oh.
No.
He was also the little kid on Third Rock from the Sun.
I see. All right. Let's move along to some show feedback from last week's endeavor. Why don't you take it away, Wombat?
Sure. I picked this comment because I really felt it kind of summed up the show in one comment, so it made it kind of easy. Kesmer says, maybe I'm the only postal employee CAG. Thanks, Papa Shipwreck, for all your years of letter-carrying service. I love Blue Moon beer, and so does my fiancé. I mean, it seems better out of the tap with the orange peel than when I get it from the bottle, although I think maybe it is the type of beer that needs to be poured in a glass and drank. It is the perfect beer when you want to have a couple to wind down, because with it being fills you up really fast. P.S. Really sad to hear about Alan Wake's bad sales. It would have been my game of the year by far if I had picked it up. If I had never picked up a title called Mass Effect 2. And that's basically it.
the DLC comes out next week.
The Liara DLC.
I've played it.
No. Alan Wake I'm talking about.
Oh, Alan Wake. Yeah, Shipwreck played the Alan Wake.
Did you finish it?
I did. I finished it today. I can't... There's an embargo until slightly after this podcast.
Yeah, but no one's
going to
know when the show goes up.
Yeah, okay. So I can talk a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It's worth it since it's free with any new copy of the game. I mean, it's definitely worth it. I would say it took me somewhere around an hour and 45 minutes.
Holy moly.
That's pretty good.
It's a full featured episode.
Holy
moly. Just like any of the rest
of them. No. An hour or 45 minutes.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Now, you could probably get through it in maybe an hour and 20 or so if you weren't trying to find the little knickknacks that they've put out there for you to find.
Right. Wow. Oh, I'm so excited now.
You should be.
Yeah.
It's very good. One interesting thing I found is Verizon is definitely back for the... yes. He definitely uses a Verizon phone, but... the batteries now do not have the Energizer brand on them. They're just generic batteries that pop out. New assets and everything. They don't look like anything like the old batteries.
No, I guess their contract is up or something.
Yeah. So I guess they didn't pick it up for the download.
Oh, I'm excited. But,
yeah, you should be. It's very good.
You can't really say anything about it, right? Because you know what? I don't want you to ruin anything.
Can't say anything about it because you can't say anything about the ending.
Right.
I think maybe we can talk about it at the end of next week's show because we'll have all three played it by then probably,
right.
Or maybe the week after that.
Yep.
But it's good. It was worth the wait.
Excellent. That's all we need to
awesome.
Know. Awesome. Anything else, Wombat, for show feedback?
I just wanted to mention this comment from Cross. You guys should know that your show gets pimped on Player One Podcast like crazy. Those guys really respect your work, and I thought you should know. They even have a link to our podcast on their site.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, Player One Podcast, I listen to it every week. CJ is a really good guy. Last time he was in New York, we went to lunch together. He is a class act all the way, as are, I'm sure, the rest of the hosts, but CJ is the only one I've met in person.
Little known fact about CJ, he has the second largest penis in the gaming industry.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Who is number one?
I listen to their show, too. They have a nice, laid-back show. It's very relaxing.
Jonah Falcon is number one.
I don't know who that is.
He's the Game Stooge guy with a 13-inch penis.
That's something.
Right.
Yeah. I'll ask CJ for confirmation on that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll ask his wife.
Somebody should put that on his Wikipedia page if it's not there already. And don't ask me how I know about it.
I know how you know about it.
All right, let's get off the subject and move on to new releases.
Let's get off of CJ's penis.
Right, and move on to something else, even though our show is sort of late this week, but I don't think there's that many new releases anyway.
No, there's hardly anything. There was, we already talked about Young Thor a little bit. Mm-hmm. We got a review up for that. That's the PlayStation Mini, which that was the first PlayStation Mini that I actually have played.
Now, is this a game that is, you only play it on the PSP or you can play it on the PS3 also?
You play it on both. You can play it on either.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to move your save file from one to the other.
Okay.
And you're ready to go.
I guess it may not look that good on a big screen, though.
It looks like a somewhere in between a PS1 and a PS2 game, I would say, on a PS3. It looks really good on the PSP, but
right.
Yeah, when you blow it up, it's not going to look all that great. I mean, it's only like a 50 meg game or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a cute little action platformer brawler type thing, and I enjoyed it. Also this week, Need for Speed World, which is a PC Need for Speed game. Is that like an MMO or something? I don't know anything about that.
I never heard of it.
I don't know. We don't know about that. It came out apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the other big release this week is Limbo for Xbox Live Arcade, starting off the Summer of Arcade.
We should talk about it right now.
We should.
It's a Limbo simulator featuring the music of Harry Belafonte.
Whoa. What's that noise? Oh, it's an ad playing in my browser. Sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was like, whoa, I thought somebody, you said, you know, talking about Limbo, and I start hearing like this crazy music. It's Shaq News has flash ads that just start playing music.
Excellent.
That's no good. How about that Inception music? That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Limbo. So, Shipwreck, why don't you speak about it first since you wrote the review and all?
Okay. Limbo is a artsy 2D side-scrolling puzzle platformer, and it's very good. I really enjoyed playing through Limbo. It's short. It doesn't have any story elements.
Zero.
So those are my... Yeah, zero. There's no story.
Not even a line of text explaining what's going on. Literally no story at any point in the game.
Right. And then, so that kind of factors into it ending kind of abruptly. Like, I don't think that's a spoiler. You can't really spoil anything with Limbo unless you tell somebody how to move a crate.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Because there's no story and there are, you know, you are basically just moving from one puzzle to the next. You can't really spoil it, except by saying there's no story. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, they've made a spoiler-free game.
Yeah.
But the graphics, I mean, the graphic style is really cool. Like, the whole black and white, and you can really tell objects in the foreground or stuff you can interact with.
Do you find the movement of the characters in the game is very marionette puppet-like, especially the boy?
Yes. I was going to say it kind of reminds me of like claymation or that type of thing too. Yeah.
It's like Japanese shadow puppetry.
Is that a critique or?
I don't know if it's a critique. No, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but if you're familiar with Japanese shadow puppetry, you're going to, as soon as you see this game, you go, wow, it's Japanese shadow puppetry.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's, they take a sheet in front of the stage and behind it, there are the puppets and the puppets are just figures. And that's the movement, and you just see basically the shadow. It looks like the game, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah, instead of like colorful marionettes, it's just black and white.
Yeah, it's
I believe
fluid,
it's Japanese.
Very
it's definitely
fluid,
Asian.
Yeah, it's fluid. It just has a distinct animation style to it.
Yeah, I really like the look of the game, and I thought the puzzles were really well done too, which is obviously incredibly important for a game that's made up of entirely of puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
They were
the one thing.
What's that?
The one thing, the puzzles, there's no central mechanic to them. Like a lot of people were comparing this to Braid, and I don't think they're all that similar, really.
They're both puzzle platformers, and that's pretty much where it ends.
That's about it. Yeah, that's about where it ends. Limbo doesn't have anything like Braid's time mechanic or anything like that. It's all very much, you can jump and you can grab stuff, and that's pretty much...
And throw switches.
Yeah, and push.
But I like that about the game, in that the puzzles, they change. The types of puzzles change as you go through the game. And they always kept me interested. And even when I got stuck, I never had to look it up. I never had to go to the computer and find it, you know, and find out what the answer was, which is a huge plus for me. It makes me enjoy the game a lot more. But they were challenging. I didn't just breeze through it. I did get stuck a few times, but I was able to work through it, which I really appreciated it. But yeah, like you say, the game is over before you know it. I mean, 3 hours, maybe, right?
Yeah, it took me right at 3 hours. I got stuck like on two puzzles, I think, while I was going through it.
Which ones? You can say. I mean, there's no spoilers because you just say the type of puzzle.
I can tell you, I guess, some of the elements that were involved in it. There was a elevator. There was a crate, and there was a kind of seesaw type thing.
Yep.
Oh yeah, okay. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
That one, I it just took a little longer. The ones that I got stuck on were the ones that had more elements to them.
Yeah, I mean,
like most of the puzzles only had two or three elements, and the ones I got a little bit more involved once they got like up to four elements. I thought that was like the magic number of when things actually, you had to actually think through things.
My only real complaint with the game is that the complete lack of story is really what prevented me from getting sucked in totally. Like, I read a lot of tweets, people talking about the game and like the ambiance of the game and the atmosphere. The lack of story really hurts that, I think. I think that it could have been so much more.
It, like, devalues it.
Yeah.
Like, you've created this great world, and you almost have emotional ties to the boy, but then he dies so many times that you start not caring
and
after
plus
a
you
while
don't,
about him.
You don't even know why he's there. You don't know anything. I mean, you don't know a single thing.
I don't know. I'm going to kind of disagree with both of you. I think that the game, part of the game's success is its lack of story. I like that I don't need to know what's going on.
But
the game's all about going from point A to point B. That's the story.
Yeah,
the story is why did the boy cross the road?
You haven't finished the game yet, Wombat, though. Like, I think that's part of it too. Like,
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying they need, like, you know, voice acting, like long cutscenes. Just something. Anything would have been good. Like a game, you know what I mean? This game made me think of? It made me think of Out of This World. Remember that PC game?
Yeah, that was a great game.
Yeah.
And that had like really minimal story. Like no words on the screen, no voice acting. Well, you know, little voice acting. But you knew what was going on. You had some idea of what was going on. And I thought if it just had that, it would have made me enjoy it more. And you gave it a very good, right? A 4 out of 5.
Correct.
If that had a little bit of story in there, I would have said it was an outstanding game.
Sure. I think that was a big... It came down to two factors. It was the length and replay value, because there's no replay value once you've gone through it one time. You can chase down the little Easter eggs and get your achievements or whatever, but there's really no reason to play it again once you know how to solve the puzzles.
Right.
And then that coupled with I was let down that there was no payoff for beating the game.
It's a great game. There's no question about it. It's $15, and that's the other thing that we were talking about earlier where people were arguing with Shipwreck or just maybe disagreeing with Shipwreck. Shipwreck thought that the game was overpriced and should have been $10, or recommends people buy it at $10. And what were people saying to you?
People were basically, other critics were getting on me and asking me if it really made a big difference whether it was $15 or $10. And I prices are a gut thing. Like, I get done playing a game and I think, well, did I get my money's worth out of that? Or
right.
It's just like a feeling that you have. And it just didn't feel like I should spend $15 on this.
Wombat, what do you think about the price of the game?
It is definitely overpriced. It is. I think it's hard to sell a 3-hour game with not much replay value for $15. I know that people say, well, you spend that much to go to the movies and that's only 2 hours. You know what? It's not the movies. It's a video game that you play at home, that you're downloading. It's hard for me in general. I mean, I did what I did when the controversy was hot and heavy. I went to GameStop.com and I saw how many other Xbox 360 games I could buy for $15.
Right.
I was able to add to my cart 10 games for $15 for the Xbox 360.
Well, I'll tell you, like...
I mean, yes, maybe those games are not as good as, you know, any single one of those games may not be as... Although, you know, there's an argument for Gears of War, depending upon what kind of gamer you are. But I don't know if that game is really worth $15. It is a hard sell at $15. It's a great experience and something you should experience. And I spent my, you know, I spent $15 out of my pocket to buy the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I spent my own money. That's crazy.
I think some of it for me, too, is I've played a ton of puzzle platformers in the last 25 years. And this is very good. Like, the art style is good and everything. The puzzles are good. But if I step back from the art style and just think about the gameplay and everything, it doesn't really bring much new to the table in terms of platforming.
Black and white and a green filter.
Right. The actual platforming itself, it's very similar to, like you said, Out of This World or Heart of Darkness for the PS1. There's just a lot of games that do similar stuff, and I like this game a lot. I'm just not in love with it.
By the way, for people listening in Europe, Out of This World is called Another World in Europe. It's a same game. But they changed the name in America because there was a soap opera called Another World, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but it is cool to see this type of game come out.
Exactly.
In 2010.
Exactly. And that's why I didn't mind paying $15 for it. And while I didn't think it was perfect, I did appreciate the fact that here in 2010, a development house said, we're going to make a game in black and we're going to make a puzzle platformer game in black and white.
And well, they're from, what are they, from Amsterdam?
They're Danish.
Danish, that's it. Simply, is there a difference?
Hey, Roring. No, wait, that's Swedish.
You don't even know.
I don't know. It's all the same. One of them has legal weed.
Sweet Amsterdish. That's all we know. Made by a bunch of Sweet Amsterdish dudes.
Anyway, back to the price thing very briefly, and then we'll move on. I was happy to give them $15 for this game because they basically took a risk, and I thought that it's good to encourage this type of risk-taking, and while it wasn't perfect, I definitely enjoyed it. I had a great time with it. In fact, I wanted to give them more money, so I went and I bought the Limbo theme. So I gave them more than $15.
Is it a good theme?
It's okay.
Oh, that's too bad. I was like, because if it's a cool theme, it could be worth it, I guess.
The themes are never worth it, first of all.
The themes?
No, they're not.
It's got that, all the themes don't work well because it has that big like globe that everybody sits on your friends list.
On the bottom.
That takes up half the screen.
But it's in black and white in this, so I think it doesn't look that awkward. But everything else looks awkward because everything else is in color. So it looks kind of weird. But I was happy. Like I said, I was happy to give them a couple extra bucks for the game. And I recommend that everybody buy it just to encourage this type of
I wouldn't say I recommend that everybody buy it.
You're going to encourage three-hour games, though, at the same time. Then.
Yeah, and you're going to encourage three-hour games for $15. I think that I recommend playing the demo. And if this is the type of game that you have fond memories of, then it's probably going to be worth the purchase for you. But if you're not someone that's into, you know, puzzle solving platformers, just because the world says it's brilliant, you're probably not going to like it.
Right. You're right. Absolutely. Check out the demo. And Obi Ben has a question. He says, do you think that the games in the Summer of Arcade, those are the Xbox Live Arcade games that are coming out this summer, would have a $15 price tag if they came out any other time of the year? Is it just because there's a glut of games over the summer that they feel like they can release these games for $15? Anybody?
I'm thinking about it. I was trying to go through each game individually. I think
Braid was $15, right?
Braid was $15. I think that this game may have been $10 if released in December or January, maybe. I think the Castlevania game would be $15 no matter what.
Right.
I think Monday Night Combat is probably a $10 game, but just based on the fact that it really doesn't have, you know, a known property tied to it, as opposed to Castlevania and the Lara Croft game, which, you know, having
Lara Croft game is $15.
Yeah, but the Lara Croft game is worth $15 probably.
Yeah, and then from what Hydra Thunder. That's probably 15. So I think most of these would have come out for 15 anyways.
Okay. Do we have any other new releases? That's it, right?
We're released out.
We're released out. And by the way, you get Avatar Awards, Wombat, in Limbo. I know you like Avatar Awards.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that. That's cool.
There's two of them. There's one. You get a shirt, and you get a little prop. I won't spoil what the prop is, though.
I appreciate that. I like the props. I have my Deathspang prop up now.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's on to some keg and shopping news. First of all, Super Programmer John has put together a very nice mobile style that will work with iPhone or Android or most mobile phones, even with Wombat's...
Samsung Reality.
Reality. Yeah, it works with that. And
it always comes back to reality.
Yes. And
it's sort of in beta right now,
and eventually it'll just automatically detect that you're on a cell phone and switch you to that style. But right now, you need to find the link to it, which is in the CAG news and feedback section. And it's pretty cool. Most parts of the site will have a mobile version. This is just for the forums right now. But I think the rest of the site is coming pretty soon. So that's pretty cool. And I'm assuming that's going to be inside the CAG iPhone app at some point, whenever that happens. Let's see what else we have in the way of some shopping and deal stuff. Gamefly has got their monthly used game sale with free shipping that's going until July 26th. And there's a lot of cheap games with free shipping. Call of Juarez Bound in Blood. I recommend that. Oh, it's sold out. And it's sold out. BioShock 2, $16. That's pretty good.
All right. Yeah, it's $16.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a whole list on the front page of CAG. You should check it out. A lot of good deals there. And it's ending soon, so make sure you get on that. And I don't know. What else is going on in deals? Let's see. How about a sale from our sponsor, GameStop? They have their Power Saver sale going on online and in-store. You should check that out. There's a lot of good deals. 50% off on some used games and also some serious discounts on new games as well.
Yeah, I need to go in and pick up Darksiders for $20.
Oh, that's pretty sweet right there.
Yeah, I want that one.
Looking through the list here. Mass Effect 2 is $30. Beatles Rock Band is $20.
Whatchamacallit? Bad Company 2 is $30. 30.
No, 40. Oh, 30?
30.
40, 40, 40. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, I thought it was $29.99.
Dark Void is $10 if you want to suffer.
Shipwreck told me if I ever bought that game, he would come to my house and beat me up.
That game is really bad. There's a reason it's $10. Like $6 everywhere now. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff here. DJ Hero with the turntable is $50 for the 360. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. It's a huge list. In fact, we actually have the PDF files of all the titles on sale on the front page of CAG. If you want to just download that and head to your store, that would work. And what else? Also, speaking of GameStop, we're giving away $10,000 in GameStop gift cards. We're giving away two $200 gift cards every week till November. And while I was ordering the gift cards for last week's winners, I made a mistake and I ordered a $200 gift card shipped to my parents' house. So that's pretty good.
What'd they get?
I don't know. The problem is I ordered it to the house that they're not even at right now. I ordered it to, so hopefully it'll get forwarded to them and then I can send it.
I was
going to
say, which house did you send it to? If it's the one by me, I could just drive over and pick it up.
It should get forwarded over to their other house and then we'll just send that to the next week's winner. But yeah, that was good. That worked out well. So yeah, just go to the contest section on CAG and make sure you enter. And how about a word from GoDaddy.com? Who is offering you some coupon codes for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. 10% off any order, coupon code CAG10, $5 off a $30 order, coupon CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. As Wombat says,
GoDaddy or go fuck yourself.
I'm waiting for that email to come through.
Oh, then an angry email from GoDaddy.
Yeah, saying, what are you guys doing? All right, let's move on.
You know what? We're making them money. I doubt they care.
I think you're right. They seem to be pretty risque with all their.
Yeah, they have like pretty much topless chicks in their commercials.
Right. They're going to produce a full blown porno, I think, soon.
And I would probably watch it.
Yes. Okay. Multi-platforming, Wombats news and stuff. Here we go. Wow. A lot of stuff to talk about. Shipwreck, should we start with OnLive? You've been checking out the online OnLive service?
I have. Have you checked that out too, Wombat? Or no?
No, it's not that easy in my house, to be honest. Where my wire is for my internet is in a very inconvenient location.
Yeah, you have to do it. You cannot use Wi-Fi with the OnLive service.
Right, which I have tricked it into thinking that I am wired, basically. I have the little Apple AirTunes things that you just plug into a wall socket that extend your Wi-Fi network.
Right.
And off of that, I have an Ethernet cable plugging into my MacBook.
Aha.
Yes. So take that OnLive. the service itself, it's a little bit, they got to work on the pricing model on this thing. I don't know. I know it has a monthly fee, something around the $15 range. I'm not positive on that. Right now, for the first year, it's free. But the games themselves still cost money. And the ones that I downloaded, Prince of Persia, the new Sands of Forgetfulness or whatever.
So you forgot. You've had too much sand.
Yeah, yeah. I downloaded that. That's $50 on there to download. And by downloading, I'm just talking about you buy the right to play it, because everything's hosted on their side.
Right. You're streaming everything live. Everything that happens on the service is just streamed live, which is why you don't need any fancy video card or anything, because all the processing, everything is done on their computers.
Right, which lets me play all these new games on my 3-year-old MacBook.
And how do they look? How does it work? The lag, what's that like? That's what everybody wants.
The lag, for Prince of Persia, the lag is reasonable. There's a little bit of a delay sometimes, but some of that might be because I am tricking it to think I'm on a hardwired connection. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried it yet. I should try that to make sure. But it's playable. It's not a very precise game. Prince of Persia isn't, so you can kind of get away with like hacking and slashing a little bit because the combat isn't that precise. But then they have a demo for Dirt 2, on there, and that was almost unplayable for me because it takes such precise controls to like feather the gas and go around turns in the dirt. And I was just like into the walls constantly.
You need to try. It sounds like you need to try this on a proper wired connection.
I could do that. But the graphics wise, Dirt 2 was really impressive. Prince of Persia, it looked good, but it didn't look as good as like what I'd see on the 360 or the PS3.
Right.
Did
you check out like the couple other games like too? The social stuff, like where you can watch your people?
People kept on coming in and watching me play Prince of Persia, which that's a little strange. I like, because you don't talk to them or anything.
It's really slick how it works. Because I watched the video. It's just there's no loading or anything. You just click on, and it's. You're there. It's like, bam.
Yeah, everything in it, it's very video centric. Like even the main menu, it just has all these little windows playing of all the games that they have on there, which they only have, I think it's just short of 20 games on the service right now. But all of them are just like playing little video clips of the game. And there's no way to change like the settings to get it to run better either. Like, if you could change how Dirt was running, maybe like lower the graphics a little bit
end. That's on their end. That's probably not the problem, though.
I was saying, but that shouldn't make a difference. Yeah,
their computers are probably powerful enough to do anything.
Because you're not running the graphics, so right. That shouldn't impact.
Yeah,
you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It
there's
could be
just
your
not,
connection.
There's not any settings. Yeah, could be my connection, but it does work. They just need to work on the pricing model.
Okay. Well, I look forward
I've been using a 360 wired controller to play as well.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, hopefully you can try it again when maybe some more games come out on a wired connection. Then you can let us know.
Yeah, and Prince of Persia, that game is that might have killed the Prince of Persia franchise. Like,
oh really?
That's just not all that good.
That's sad.
What else we got?
Death Spank? I think we all played Death Spank, right?
Yeah, we did. I played it.
I played a short amount of it.
Okay, so. I finished it. How far are you, Wombat?
I did the first, like, that first main quest that you do, the first one, where you go to, in the volcano thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to that town, and I spoke to, I got my stuff back. That's,
okay.
That's
right.
Vague enough where I'm not giving anything away.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at, though. I enjoyed it. I got all 200 achievement points. I leveled my guy up all the way. I got all the armor. My main issue with it is that the armor and gear and loot and everything, it's just not unique enough for me. And by that, I mean, you never want to stick with anything that's not the not the strongest. Like, you can't have the strongest armor and then, like, have like ice spells with it, or like have it be like fire or anything. It's just like they kind of have those things attached to them, but then as soon as you get the next higher thing, you're just going to switch to it. And so by the end of the game, Cheapy's character, Wombat's character, my character, we would all have the same exact stuff.
Yeah, and I just sell stuff too. Like, as soon as I get something better, the other thing just gets,
yeah, there's no need to, yeah, there's no need to hang on to it, because there's no kind of crafting or anything like that. So a lot of the loot just, it seems not as cool as it should.
Okay.
I kind of get that. I think it's, I mean, it's probably limited due to the game type, the fact that it's a downloadable game. I mean,
it could be, but they, I mean, they could have different versions of each armor, like the armor of bling with ice, or the armor of bling with fire, or like just a little bit more variation in it, it would go a long way, I think.
DLC.
Maybe. Yeah. No. I don't think you could, the game, this is not the kind of game, though, that you would replay.
Either. Oh, no, I'm not even talking about replaying. I'm just talking about, you get to a point in the game where you pretty much have all the good stuff.
See.
And then there's nothing else to get.
I'm going
to
play it soon.
Yeah, oh, I really liked it. I really liked it, but.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
so,
just
so far,
I
enjoy
I
it. I think I like the design of the world, that kind of 2D, 3D look.
Yep, nice and colorful.
Nice and colorful. I like the character. At least I like his voice and his dialogue. I think he could look better. I think maybe a little more detail on the different stuff you get would be cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot of good downloadable stuff coming.
But
now.
Yeah, I think it's a really good game, and who knows, it may be better.
This could have been a Summer of Arcade title, easy.
I was gonna say it may be better than some of the stuff that's in the proper Summer of Arcade. So, but we won't know that until.
Was this $15 too? I don't remember.
Yeah, this was
$15.
Right. Okay, cool. I look forward to it.
Which, did you check out? Have you checked out Destination Arcade?
I did.
I couldn't find it. I'm not even kidding. I spent like 10 minutes trying to find it. I couldn't find it.
It's under new releases.
And it doesn't have a logo or any box art.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know where to look for it. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care.
Did you find it, Chip?
Yeah, I found it. I got in there and I got my avatar awards.
What was the award? I didn't look.
You get a shirt and a dragon prop.
Oh,
so
like the one from Deathspank?
No, different dragon. Oh.
I mean, I see what they're doing. I think, you know, but what makes it different from the regular interface is that you can, you know, it's much more graphical, and you can recommend games and see like what games your friends have recommended.
Is graphical a word?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
And you can also, it'll also give you recommendations. So like if you say, show me more games like Limbo, it shows you Braid and stuff like that. But right. I don't know. It seemed pretty cool. It seems like they're trying to just basically beta test a new interface. And I don't know. I liked it. Nothing.
Did you go through all the sorting options?
Like
you can sort games by price or.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
How many stars people have given stuff?
I didn't even see that. I looked. I didn't see that.
If you go into how many stars, they put the games in kind of like columns, and so you can see the little box arts. They kind of like stack them all up.
Okay.
And so you've got like a whole bunch of games. You have like just a handful of games in the 5-star category, like maybe 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And it's all the stuff that you would expect to be there. And then you have a lot of games in like the 4, 4.5 range. And then you get down and there's one game that is in the 1-star rating.
Yaris.
No, Yaris isn't on the service anymore.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the other games that we talked about last week. It's NBA Unrivaled.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It has no rivals in that 1-star
it's unrivaled
column. Yes.
Unrivaled in its shittiness. That's good.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting that they sorted them like that, and then it was so prominently displayed there.
Oh, I'm going to check it out again then, I guess. But I
don't know. The problem is it takes 30 seconds to load the application up.
Oh.
Boo!
Yeah, that's not what you want. And it shows the deals of the week, but when I got on there, at least earlier this morning, it had the deal from 2 weeks ago, and the prices weren't valid anymore.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, so that kind of needs to be fixed.
All right. What else we got?
I've been playing last week Little League World Series 2010 came out. I'm playing it on 360. And it's a cute little baseball game that kind of reminds me of Power Pros.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the little kind of, I don't know, big-headed guys. And you get to make your teams. And so I have a team. You get to name people, give them, you know, have like RPGs. So you get points that you can assign to them and everything.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Like baseball stars.
Yeah, so you're my first baseman, Cheapy.
Awesome.
Yeah, and because you're tall.
I know.
That was my logic there. Wombat's our catcher, and because he's slow, I figured.
I thought it was because I'm the enforcer. You need a tough guy.
I haven't gotten into any fights in Little League World Series yet. I haven't tried that out. I'm not sure if that's in there.
Did you lie about my age so I could play Little League?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
And then, like, I play second base, and Gretchen plays center field, and she's our star player. And so your star player can have, like, a special attribute. So her attribute, I think it's all the star players, actually. If you build up enough good plays, then when they come to bat, you can activate their star power, and she hits a home run as long as you take a good swing.
Cool.
And you collect all these different cards, and you can put the cards into play, so you can throw like extra fast pitches, or you can make your fielders better, or it's pretty in depth for what it is. I mean,
who's your pitcher?
It's not a bad game at all. My pitcher is actually the PR rep that gave it to us. So the laser is what he's known as. You know who that is, Wombat?
Yes.
Yes.
The laser.
So yeah, he's the guy that went bowling with us.
Oh, okay. Sean.
Yes. Sean.
I'm having lunch with him on Tuesday.
Good.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you seem to like it.
I do. I think it, for what it is, like if you want a game to play with your kids or if you just want a fun little baseball game, like not anything too serious, I think it's a good pickup. It has a whole bunch of like home run derby and all that stuff too. So.
All right. Any online or no?
I don't know that it has. It might have online leaderboards for like the home run scoring.
Who makes
and
it?
All that stuff. It's Activision.
Oh, okay.
And it's got is it Brett Musburger?
Brent.
It's Brent Musburger.
Brent,
yeah.
Musburger.
It's got like a cartoon version of him doing the announcing, and it's got a whole bunch of like sponsorships by like official companies and stuff. So it's a full featured title.
Got it. There's no online multiplayer, by the way. I looked.
Kind of not expected for that.
Let's see what else. I played a little bit of the Medal of Honor beta. Did you guys try that at all?
I've played it before, but I haven't played it here recently.
I saw the single player last week.
It looks very similar to Battlefield Bad Company 2. I mean, it uses the same engine.
Yeah, made by the same guys.
By the same guys. I don't know. It seems okay. The one part that really seemed to annoy me was, and I think everybody's talking about this, I assume, because it's so noticeable, is when you die, like right before you die, the game pauses, like it's like a hitch in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're gonna die before you actually die because the game just like freezes for like a half a second,
right?
And it's really weird.
They said that they're fixing that.
Okay,
or at least that's what they told when I went out to the Medal of Honor event a couple months ago. And it had that same issue back then, which this is the same build I played two or three months ago. So they know that they're aware of it and they are working on that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of, if you're looking to play like a game, you know, a first person shooter with the Taliban. That seems like the way to go.
Yeah. Did you play both the both modes? Have you played the mode that's like the mission mode?
What happens in that mode? I'm not sure.
It's where you're capturing the different points as you're going up a hill or defending the points, depending on which side you're on.
I think so. That sounds familiar. Like you have to blow up a wall and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. That I like that mode. That's yeah, fun.
It's,
mode.
It's a very competent first person shooter, but there's a lot of those. So I don't know. Didn't see.
Well, we have about 20 beta codes to give out.
Oh, too, okay. So, great. How do we win? We just, people just post in the show thread a comment about the show and.
Yeah, they have to post. Let's say they have to post the day that this goes up, so Friday. That way, I want to get the codes out. That way, people can start playing it.
Okay, good.
So, if you post on Friday, I'll pick some random.
Well, what about how about over the weekend? Anytime over the weekend, too, or no?
We can get yeah.
You can give them out as you go too.
Yeah, we can give them out as we go. So
whatever you want. So
you have a chance to win.
Right, it's a lot of codes to give away. So that's cool. Wow, let's see. What else we have here?
Comic-Con started today.
Okay, what do we got from Comic-Con? You're the comic guy around here.
I know. They announced three new Marvel characters and three new non-Marvel characters for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
None of which Machine Man is one of them?
Machine Man, Howard the Duck, and Man-Thing. Those are the three characters.
And, is the Octopus from the last game in there?
No, Shuma Gorath is not in... It's not in there, but he is probably in the Superhero Squad game. They announced the new Superhero Squad game that's coming out for the 360 and the PS3 and everything else. But this is the first next gen Superhero Squad action game, so that's actually kind of cool too. And they also announced the fourth world for Spider-Man 4.
Spider-Man.
So I can't spell. It was during the workday. I just jotted down notes. Eat me.
Sorry. Spinderman does whatever a spinder can.
You're just jealous of something. And that's going to be the ultimate universe in Spider-Man, whatever the heck that game is, Shattered Dimensions.
Right.
Sweet. So there you go. And that's the big comic book related gaming news. They also showed some game footage of Fable 2 already and probably some other things that I don't know about yet.
Gotcha.
Did they show any of how Ultimate differs from Amazing?
Yeah, it's you wear the ultimate symbiote costume.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that you just have different powers.
You have you have like tendrils that pop out of you and stuff because you're like Venomy.
Okay. That makes sense to me then.
That's what makes it different.
Right.
Is green
Glofflin in it?
Yes, green Glofflin. Yep. I went to an EA event last week.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. The macaroni and cheese was a little cold, and the spicy tuna sliders could have been a little bit better, but the event was good.
What games did they show?
Oh, I didn't really pay attention to the games. I was too busy eating the sliders.
Where do they have it?
They had it. It was at a hotel in Times Square. Not a hotel, a nightclub. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So, which I don't even know the name of, but I went there and it was pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Does it matter the name of the
nightclub? I like to know these things. It makes me feel connected to New York.
Sorry.
It was not Club Shipwreck?
It was not Club Shipwreck? No, that's too far away. I wouldn't have been able to go to that. Here's something that bothers me, though. They gave me the embargo sheet, and one of the things that's embargoed, and the embargo was up on the 22nd, which will be the day this goes out, so I could talk about it, would be for Dead Space 2. I got the new issue of Game Informer, and everything they showed of Dead Space 2, they talk about in that issue of Game Informer that's right. been out on the shelves for a week.
Well, that's why.
It's kind of annoying.
Well, yeah. They made some deal with Game Informer.
That's how it works, yeah.
I know, but still. Embargoes ruin journalistic integrity.
Well, let's not get into that.
I hate embargoes.
Well,
competition is
the reason for it is, I mean, in this case, maybe it's annoying, but there is no
good reason for embargoes. I stand by that statement.
All right, I can't have this discussion right now. We got to get through this show.
Fine. We'll have that argument about that some other time.
Yeah.
But Dead Space 2 looks really good. That game is very, very good looking.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, it looks great. They had it running on a PS3 there and it just looked gorgeous. and they showed some of the new backgrounds. It doesn't all take place on the inside of a spaceship anymore. Like, they showed what they showed, and you could see screenshots of this, so I guess, you know, it's public knowledge now, is the inside of a church, and you get attacked by demon babies, and it's really cool.
Well, where's the church?
The church is, I think, you know, because you go to the planet.
Ooh, space church.
Space, the guy even called it that, too, I think. He's like, and here's the space church. I'm like, oh, all right.
I love space church.
Does it matter why the church is there? You're in a church shooting babies. What else do you need to know?
The church is there because it's central to the plot of the Dead Space series.
Yes, that is true too.
And they love killing babies over at Visceral.
And they showed Isaac's face. And
is he handsome? Is he handsome?
He's a good-looking guy. With
does he look like me?
They showed one of the.
I always
new,
envisioned him looking like me.
He doesn't look like you. He has gray hair.
Oh,
sorry.
He's old?
Yeah, I guess.
Or a Japanese villain.
No, like older. Probably, I would say maybe 40.
Does he have a beard?
He does not have a beard.
Is he Jewish?
He was kind of robbing the cradle there with his girlfriend then from the first game.
Maybe. And they showed one of the new costumes, which looked pretty neat. Still has the same kind of helmet.
Circumcised?
Yes, they showed his penis. You know, I'm trying to talk about stuff, and all you guys do is crap on me. That's all right. Yeah, no, I don't care. What else did I see? I saw Bulletstorm. I have my cheat sheet in front of me. I saw Bulletstorm, which they showed running on a PC. And that game looks good.
A lot of fun. All the crazy ways you can kill people and get the bonuses. Seems like a really interesting take on a first-person shooter, which you
I
don't
think
see
it's
too
the,
often.
I think it's the kind of game where I really need to sit down and play. Like, I think watching other people playing it or just playing it myself for 5 minutes in a couch in a nightclub surrounded by people, I'm not really going to get the feel for it.
Yeah.
I think it's when I'm at home sitting on my couch and playing it, I might be able to appreciate it more.
Cool.
Yeah. I saw Medal of Honor, which we already spoke about. That game also looks really good. It's a very pretty game.
The single player looks the graphics.
Yeah, and that's what they showed. They showed
miles
the single
better
player
than
there.
The multiplayer.
Is that game look good in single player?
Wow. Also, well, it's made by the single player and multiplayer are developed by two different companies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, multiplayer is by DICE, and single player is by EALA, but they just renamed their studio today. Let's see. They renamed their studio as...
Ralph.
Ralph, yes, Ralph now. Some military term. Mm.
Sergeant Ralph.
That could be it. Right. I think it might be Sergeant Ralph, right. But... Danger Close.
Yes.
Danger Close.
Danger Close. I read it before we started this and whatever. And the other game that I
was very memorable.
Spent any time with was My Sims Sky Heroes, which is basically the Snoopy game.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It's basically the Snoopy game with the Sims, with the little My Sim characters. I think if this game is a little expanded, it could be pretty good. But if it really doesn't have any more content than the Snoopy game, then these guys have a lot to prove releasing this as a full-price game when you could buy the Snoopy game.
Gotcha.
They don't have a lot to prove, though, because this is probably a Wii game?
No, this is a 360 PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, really?
Yes, this is a 360
PlayStation... Wow, the My Sims games do very well on the Wii.
Yeah, this is their first foray to the other consoles. They are releasing this on the Wii as well, but the main game, the one that I saw, was the 360 version. I mean, it looks good, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun, but I don't know. I mean, it has, you know, it has online. It's a, you know, it's just the flying. I believe they said there was 12 levels. You can create your plane basically from scratch and, you know, decorate your dude. But a lot of these things are all things that are in the Snoopy game that costs, you know, a quarter of this game.
Kids don't like Snoopy, though. Kids like My Sims.
Do they?
Yeah, kids don't know who Snoopy is.
Sure they do.
Kind of, but why would they? Why would people know? Why would kids know why Snoopy or who Snoopy is?
They still have the holiday special and the Christmas special and the Great Pumpkin. That's still on every year. And he's in MetLife commercials and the Peanuts comic strips are still in the paper.
Kids read the paper?
Yeah, I did when I was a kid.
Let's get off this Sims talk, my Sims talk before I shoot myself.
Kazoo is the right thing to say there, Chiefy. Come on.
Kazoo. Well, I'm not personally offended by it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything offensive about any of that to anybody. But yeah.
Speaking of being offended, a lot of people were offended by the Activision CEO, publishing CEO statement. Did you hear about this, about Call of Duty and Star Wars? He says, I mean, here's the weird thing. So I saw the headline on Kotaku, and then I read the quote. And you tell me if this is the same thing, okay? Here's the headline from Kotaku. Activision says Call of Duty is this generation's Star Wars. The quote is, "The Call of Duty franchise is a force of nature. I think it's the closest thing this generation has to a Star Wars. I think it's unique and bigger than any musical act or any movie franchise in that capacity." Is that the same thing?
Is it not quite?
Is it close enough? I mean, it's
not.
They took some liberties.
I think what
they did.
I mean, again, and this is me interpreting someone else's quote. I think what he's trying to say is that the Call of Duty is to video games as what Star Wars was to movies, and even more specifically, Call of Duty is to video games circa 2010 as Star Wars was to movies circa 1977.
Right, that it's a huge media franchise, basically.
Yes, yeah, that it's, you know, into the general population, that, you know, the masses are aware of it. It's pop culture.
Yeah, people seem to get upset about that, but it makes sense to me. It makes a shitload of money, and people camp out to get it on the opening night, just like, you know, watching a Star Wars movie. I don't know. I didn't see anything
wrong
with it.
I don't think
it has.
I mean, it doesn't have the merchandising behind it. It doesn't have.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
It's not as.
I would say Harry Potter is.
Yeah,
Harry Potter
is the Star Wars of this generation. That's
because you can't. You're not selling Call of Duty action figures. That's
exactly. You're not, and more importantly, you're not selling Call of Duty action figures to kids. And Star Wars.
Well, they have them at Toys R Us, yeah.
but they're not. You know,
there's not rows of them. Yeah. Yes.
It's not universal. It's not every age is into Call of Duty.
Right. Anyway, let's move on to Sony. Boy, we got a lot to talk about, and we've already...
Well, we'll talk about Super Stacker really quick then, okay, because it's a PSN game. I'll have a review up for it shortly, but basically it is, you are laying blocks down and trying to get them all to balance. And so... blocks, like, you have specific blocks that are coming and you just place them and you have to stack them up and you have to stack around things. And I kind of dig it because I'm an engineer, so I like the physics behind it.
What system is this on?
This is for PS3.
It's a PSN game?
Yeah, it's a PSN game. I think it's $10. It's a clever little game. I mean, it's not going to like win any awards or anything, but for what it is, it's fun.
Cool. What else?
It gets really hard, though. It gets really hard. The Sly Cooper collection, that's coming out for $40. That's a pretty good deal.
That's the one that one of them is going to be in 3D? Is that it?
I don't know. I don't care if it's in 3D. I care that it's remastered in high definition and right, will look great.
It won't be in 3D at my house.
Yeah, you're getting a 3D
that's
TV?
I know. No, I said it won't be in 3D at my house.
Yeah, so who cares? But $40 for the Sly Cooper collection is a really nice price. So
I wonder how that game will... That's no God of War. I don't know if that's really worthy of an HD upscale job.
You know? I don't think there's...
We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're wrong.
I don't know that you're wrong either. I think the people that are going to buy it are people that have fond memories of the game.
Okay.
And
I just don't recall like a lot of detail in those graphics or like a lot of stuff going on. Like God of War, you know.
Well, that game it's that cel shaded look.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. There's not much going on in Sony, right? There's this thing about this New Zealand TV.
Yeah, I put this on there.
Yeah, but who cares?
I thought it was.
I mean, people seem to care, but I don't know why. Like, really, who cares?
Well, oh, you mean like why did they have to pull their ad? For those who don't know, there was a commercial on a TV station in New Zealand that was similar to the Sony Kevin Butler ads, and enough people complained that the New Zealand station that was running the ad pulled it.
I mean, really, who?
And I thought it was pretty dumb,
even thinking about this.
I have no idea. I'm like, really?
It's a commercial.
It's a commercial, and it's a commercial in a different country. Let it go.
And it's not even a commercial for, it's not even like this is a Microsoft ad. This is an ad for a TV station.
Yeah, it was literally an ad for the TV station that, you know, their Saturday night movie. It was a on-air promo.
Right.
Stupid. Okay.
People can't talk about it anymore.
No.
People are crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's why I put it on there. Like, that's why, because people are crazy.
Let's move on to Microsoft. A few things we want to mention. First of all, I got Crackdown 2. I remember last week I told you I kept ordering it and canceling it and ordering it and canceling it. Well, the order went through and I got it. I like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I totally agree with the complaints that people have that it's really just more Crackdown. They didn't really do much to it. But one of the things that they did add to the game that I thought was significant and worth talking about is the addition of the zombies, but not just that. It's just they're able to get so many of those on the screen at once. And that's pretty cool. You know, it's like Rising style.
There's a lot of zombies.
Yeah, and you can take the car and just run over a lot of zombies.
Yep, and that's basically it.
That's basically it. But it's mindless fun. Keep an eye out for it when it gets cheap. And if you've never played Crackdown before, then I think you'll really enjoy it. If you've played Crackdown before, you'll be like, it's more Crackdown.
I think if you've never played Crackdown before, Crackdown 1 is still the better game.
Really?
Yeah, I like the missions in that better. Hmm. And I like the key to the city, which isn't in the... Why there's no key to the city in Crackdown 2, I don't understand.
Maybe they'll release it.
They should.
Yeah, they're coming out with...
They have to.
With DLC.
Yeah, well, yeah. Remember, the key to the city didn't come out with the game. It was...
Right. Well, if you look at, I think this is the game that if you look at the Avatar Awards for it, there are Avatar Awards for buying the next two packs of DLC in the game.
Well, we'll see. I'm prepared to be disgusted by those, especially if they add. I don't know. We'll see. I'm having fun with it. That's all I really wanted to say. The big news is that the Kinect price has finally been confirmed at $150, and it comes with Kinect Adventures. And people are talking about it. People think
that's the best segue there. And people are talking about it.
Well, I don't, here's the thing.
Like, are they?
Well, they are. And here's the one question I have for everybody who's listening to our show. Because there's people who are saying, you know what? That's not a bad deal. It comes with a free game. I'm buying it. And there's other people saying, you know, it's too expensive, I'm out. Regardless of what it's, let's say it was cost $50, $60, whatever. Let's say it's half the price or less. What game are you looking forward to playing on Kinect? Because that's what it comes down to. Otherwise, it's just a camera that's sitting there and doing nothing. Or you're going Xbox play, Xbox stop, whatever. I mean, can you think of a game that you want to play that's a Kinect-only game?
Dance Central is it. Like, I would probably play Dance
you
Central.
Wanna, I please videotape yourself playing Dance Central as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's a video review right there.
The whole video review is just going to be you dancing.
I will. Okay, but
So that's a game. Right,
unless you have kids,
answer.
Kids, Kinectimals looks okay for kids.
Damn, I don't know.
This,
you know what? I can agree. I think Sabrina would go nuts.
It comes with it.
Sabrina would freak out for Kinectimals. Like,
really?
She,
okay.
Yeah. When I turn on my 360, she freaks out. Like, she gets so excited when I turn it on. She goes, and puts her hands to her cheeks.
Because it goes.
Yeah, like, it's the most exciting thing. And then she looks at me with a big smile, like, we're going to do something. And, like, I put, you know, she was in the room for the very, very beginning of Limbo. And she thought it was the coolest thing she had ever seen.
Yeah, Ty made me show him the video for Limbo about 10 times back to back. And I told you, the only reason we stopped watching is because I deleted it by accident. but he didn't watch me play. It's pretty violent.
Yeah, no, as soon as I saw the first big spider, when I was like, bedtime.
As soon as I saw a head pop off, I was like,
Yeah, she didn't see me die. She never saw the character die. I stopped before then.
I don't know. I think $150 is... People say, okay, you know, like Rock Band came out and it came $150 and it comes with the instruments and that's really just... It's only for music games and this is a piece of an accessory that it can be playing all kinds of games. But really, when you think about it, you're not going to be playing all kinds of games. You're going to be playing all kinds of games that just involve you swinging your arms around.
I've decided, unlike my feelings on embargoes, that I'm just going to let this slide. I'm just going to let it go out there and see what happens. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
If they've made their decision, this is how they're going to release it. I could waste my breath saying things about it, but they don't listen to me anyway.
Right.
Let it
they
come
do
out.
They do think that it's going to be a big success with core gamers, with hardcore gamers. I think they're probably right because they buy anything.
We'll find out. Again, let it go.
The other big news hardware-wise from Microsoft, there's two other things. There's a new, I guess you call it the Xbox Arcade Pure, because we're calling it the Pure now, right?
Yeah, I got one, by the way.
No, the arcade one version?
No, but the regular, the 250.
You got the regular version. Okay.
Yeah, I bought it at the Best Buys.
You like it?
I do. It's pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, what's so good about it?
It's really quiet.
All right.
And it's because I use the wireless internet, it's faster. Downloads are actually faster. It's noticeable.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's
quiet. Do you have an N router?
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking me questions I don't know the answer to. But,
well, anyway, yeah. I was mentioning that they're making a 4 gigabyte version that's $200. And there's also going to be a $300 bundle that comes with Kinect. And Kinect Adventures.
That seems like a pretty good bundle there.
Well, you save $50.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, that, you know, it has like that small 4 gigabyte hard drive, though.
Right. Right. So. But you can put a new hard drive in, too.
Can you?
Yep. It has an empty slot for a hard drive, and you can use USB memory sticks.
Yeah, you could use up to 16 gigabytes of extra.
But they just they don't have any hard drives that go in that slot yet, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking. You're the one telling me these things.
I think it's still a proprietary hard drive that you need to buy from Microsoft.
Boo. I need to put my old Xbox into the bedroom. That's neither here nor there.
And also, they're coming out with a Halo Reach Xbox. $400 gets you the 250-gigabyte Xbox Pure in silver with Halo graphics and two wireless Halo controllers. Does it come with the game, though? I don't know if it comes with the game. Oh, it does. It does. Comes with the game. So, okay. There you go. And this news just came out. The Dead Rising 2 prequel is coming out at the end of August for 400 Microsoft points.
Nice.
Must be really short if it's only 400.
Yeah. Points. $5, though. I mean, that's a good price point for that.
You don't see a lot of stuff for $5 anymore.
No. You can go and sort by price in Destination Arcade, and you can see... See how the bins have changed through the years.
Yep. Yep. All right. Anything for Nintendo?
I've been playing, I played Despicable Me Minion Mayhem for the DS.
Yeah.
And that's actually a decent little game. It's made by WayForward, the guys who did A Boy and His Blob, and they also did Looney Tunes Duck Amuck. So they've done some decent stuff before.
And they have the Batman game coming out.
Yes, they do have Batman Bold and the Beautiful coming out. And this is kind of like Mario versus Donkey Kong or Lemmings.
Hmm.
So you don't directly control the minions, but you control the environment around them. Once you set them into motion, they just keep on walking until... Either they die or they'll hit something and then turn back the other direction and walk that way. And so they have their set patterns where they walk, and you try to get them to grab the items that they need to get and then get out of the level. So it's a nice little puzzle game.
Cool.
Yeah, I was surprised. I did not expect much from it at all, and it actually is pretty decent.
Moving on to iPhone, Mac, whatever. I got an iPhone 4 and an iPad. I got both now, so I'm all set. In case you're wondering,
I'd say something to you, but I bought an extra Xbox 360 for no reason last week.
For
so,
no reason.
So no, I'm in the same boat as you. I wanted one. That's why I bought it.
Yeah, I mean, I have one. I have that Xbox Pure sitting in a box right next to me, and I can't even be bothered to hook it up because it's for no reason.
Well, you know what? My old one didn't have an HDMI port. That was my other excuse. I'm like, I want HDMI and better wireless.
Yeah, it's not much of a selling point, really.
No.
But okay, you wanted it. That's a good reason.
You know what the reason is? It makes me happy. Why'd you there get you an go. iPad?
I just wanted to check it out.
Exactly, because it makes you happy. Does it make you happy?
Well, I didn't know if it would make me happy. I just heard good things about it. It's making me happy now, I'll tell you that. I really like it. I bought the...
How do you distinguish whether you use your iPad or your iPhone 4?
Okay.
What are the different situations?
Okay. First of all, the iPad is just for the house. It's just going to sit on the couch. And
next to your MacBook?
Nope, MacBook is now on the dining room table.
Where's your netbook go?
Netbook? Not sure where that is, actually. I don't know where that is. The netbook doesn't... See, here's the problem with the MacBook and the netbook. They get hot, the fans run. It's not like a great experience, especially like in the summertime sitting on the couch. But the iPad... And by the way, I bought the 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi version because I'm not going to put any music on it, so I really didn't need any space. The iPad is just ridiculously fast. It browses the net really well. For stuff that I want to do sitting on the couch, like reading news and going through RSS feeds, it's awesome. And watching YouTube, it's great for that. I don't know. I'm really impressed with it. The battery life is awesome. I don't know. I love it. I think it's great. And my wife was a real non-believer, and you know, I leave her alone for a few minutes in the living room. I come back and she's on the iPad. So everybody likes it. Ty really likes it. What I do with Ty is we're trying to toilet train him. So I'll sit him on the toilet and then I will show him Japanese potty training videos on the iPad. And he seems to get into it. So and the iPhone is really just the iPhone 4 is really just a small iPad with a better screen. It's really fast. You know, I'm coming from the 3G, so it was 2 years old. You know, the multitasking is awesome. I haven't really run into the reception issues that much. I think it's probably because the signal that we start with is a lot stronger here. But I've heard from some people that they've had that problem, and I'll get the free case anyway. But I don't know. I think it's pretty freaking sweet. It's amazing that they can develop this technology.
A little breaking news: a man dressed in a full-on Darth Vader costume just robbed a bank on Long Island.
I saw that too. I was gonna bring that up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he pulled a gun out. He should have had a lightsaber. Gun. It's pretty lame.
Well, you know, the Force is weak with this one.
They have a picture of it right there. Look at that.
That is crazy.
Anyway, to wrap things up, love the iPad. Love the iPhone. I recommend it. And one nice thing is that the iPad came with free Wi-Fi spots, like 2 years of free Wi-Fi hotspots in Tokyo, which I thought was a nice bonus. So, yeah, buy it. Everybody buy it. And there's some good games for it, too. But I haven't really played them. All right, let's move on to show us your tweets and the CAG bag. Wombat.
Well, before we get to Wombat, weren't you? Didn't you get Our Victory in? Have you played it?
I did. I played. What did I play? 2 hours, maybe a little over 2 hours. I got to the part in the prison. That's where I freed the dude, and then I was like, "That's enough." it has the ugliest face models in the history of video games. Everyone looks like a stepped on potato. That's what the faces look like. It's like, Aaron, you got to go over here. Oh, thanks, Mr. Potato Head.
Everything about that game was ugly. I remember from the demo.
Oh, it's terrible.
The controls, the shooting, everything.
Yeah, it's funny because you think you're aiming at what you're shooting at, but you shoot the gun and the bullet doesn't go where you're aiming at. It goes where it wants. It's like, I guess it's
realism.
Like it's a die roll. But yeah, it's bad. I signed the box, though.
All right, well, you did? Okay, we'll have to get that out to somebody else. I think what we should do is, if we're trying to do the picture part of it and get people to take this places to take pictures, maybe we should like get people to say like where they're going to take it, and then we can just pick off of that the interesting places people will take Our Victory.
Yeah, I was thinking of just lounging out on the bouncy house in the backyard and taking a picture.
That's good enough for you.
That's about as far as I go.
Yeah, yeah.
It was either that or I was thinking maybe next time I go to the beach, because we've been going to the beach a lot.
We'll see the picture. Yeah. But you still haven't given us the picture with your shirt off and that necklace on.
Yeah, well, you know.
We want to keep our audience. Let's see. What do we got from the Cagbad, Wombat?
This came from our good friend Truffle on Twitter, and she wanted us to talk about the pooping robot. Did you read about the pooping robot?
No, tell me about the pooping robot.
There's a robot that it produces its own waste.
You mean it eats and it poops?
It liquid food that contains yeast extracts. And the quote from the lab director is, "Diarrhea bot would be more appropriate. It's not exactly knocking out rabbit pellets."
Can I ask a question? Why does this exist?
Because it eats its own fuel, basically, and it's eco-friendly.
Except for the fact that it shits all over the place?
I guess. I guess it's to be used to purify sewer water.
By making sewer water.
By making its own, yeah. Basically filtering out the poop.
I gotta get one.
I think you need a poop bot, yeah.
Let's see. Here's something from Wilfkin. He wanted to talk about the next Mortal Kombat game. He didn't really like the idea of the quick time-ish fatalities that we were talking about. He said basically that it kills the joys of skill. He says, Prince of Persia didn't let you die, and that game is now 50 cents trade-in value in Canada, at least, presumably because no one wants it. When you suggest that fatalities be done via QuickTime events in an easy mode, what incentive is there for somebody to actually learn the fatality combo? At that point, it seems to me you might as well just make it all easy mode and not bother with button presses. From there, it's a slippery slope to not even have the QuickTime event and just selecting from a quick radial menu. But it's not even gameplay. It's just, you know, watching people's heads come off.
And we were talking, I think we had said this at one point, that it would be like different skill level sets in the game itself. You have your pro mode and you have your crappy player mode.
I mean, I just think like it's already a lot of work to learn all the moves for the characters. But you also, if you really want to take advantage of really why most people play Mortal Kombat is to see the fatalities, you not only have to learn all the character moves, you got to learn all their fatalities. And that's hard. It's a lot of stuff. I just don't want to have to learn, like study to play a game.
Right, just split it up into two different difficulty settings, and you have this group of people playing against each other that aren't top-tier players. They don't learn all the moves. They're just there to have fun. And then you have the guys that want to be super skilled.
I think they play
against each other.
I just feel like the fatality is not reflective of somebody's skill. Like, if you beat me in a fight, that's reflective of your skill. I don't say, like, you beat me in the fight and you did the fatality. Wow, you're really good. You can remember the fatality. Like, really? So, I mean, I don't know. I have to disagree with Wolfkin on that one. SDP says, hey, Cheapy, now that you mentioned your Mac Mini again, how did it work out? Now that the new Mac Minis have HDMI ports, I'm thinking of using one as a home theater PC. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. I love it. I use it every day. It's the greatest thing ever. That is all.
Ever?
Ever.
Better than the MacBook?
Yes.
Better than the iPad?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Okay. I'll tell you one thing about Apple, by the way. I had to go to the Apple store to pick up the phone. Holy shit. There are a lot of people going to that Apple store.
There's a lot of people going to every Apple store. That's why I don't like going to the Apple store.
It's amazing. My dad, I was talking to my dad today. He said they went to a shopping mall in Florida yesterday. The entire mall was deserted except for the Apple store, which was packed. And, you know, here too, it's like you think they're giving away stuff there.
And they all look like THX 1138. It's creepy.
I don't know. It's pretty amazing. Big Rube says, hey, Ship, a few shows back, you mentioned your hilarious Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball list. Have you made other crazy lists besides this one? Like you, I have some pretty ridiculous OCD tendencies. Most notably, I meticulously maintain a Google Doc with every console, game, and peripheral I own. I used to color code it, but it got out of hand. Objectively, I think this whole list making thing is Shaq fooing crazy of me to do, but damn, it feels right. Ship?
Yeah, I got a lot of lists. I got lists of all my comic books, all my games, all my action figures,
all your socks.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever done any socks. It's just all the stuff that I collect.
The stuff that's important to them, not clothes and food. And his loved ones.
No.
Right.
No.
Although I think that would be awesome too. If you had like family members on an Excel sheet.
Yeah, I like to rank them.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Okay. Well, what other games? What other game facts have you made?
I've only made two official game facts that are up on Game Facts, and that is Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball and Chase Hollywood Stunt Driver.
Oh, God.
I know.
I don't even remember that game.
That's terrible.
I know it is.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm better now.
What about non-official
I'm better now.
You should,
facts?
You should rank on the bottom of your own family list.
Wait, I want to hear about the non-official
right
up, facts.
Right below your sister.
I don't know that I wrote any other facts like besides the ones that I would publish on Game Facts.
Let's see here. Crystal King 25 says, over the last 5 years, I've heard about your experiences with trade-ins in the USA. Seems that you aren't really guaranteed the full game, only getting the discs with no box or instructions. And it's only now that games are getting guaranteed by GameStop and the like. I don't think GameStop is guaranteeing. He's talking about used games.
Sometimes they do that on their site where it sometimes
stopped.
Tells you. Did they stop that already?
I think so. Okay. I think so. He says, in the UK, I've only seen a few shops with games that don't have instructions and a box. Why do you think that the US game market is behind the UK in quality of trade-ins? I bet Wombat knows.
I was gonna say, I don't know if it's necessarily a question of behind. It's a question of what they get in. If they don't get games in a box and an instruction booklet, then they can't resell a game with a box and an instruction booklet.
Maybe Americans don't take good care of their stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Americans don't take good care of their stuff. So when you buy something used for an American, you're buying something that was used by an American. American. Americans do things their own way.
Do they give you less money if you don't have the box?
I have no idea.
Ship, you know?
I think it varies. I think they can charge that... resurfacing or whatever fee. They have a fee that they can charge and take off of it when you trade it in, but a lot of the stores don't do that.
But they charge the same, right? If you're gonna buy a used game and it doesn't have the real box, mm-hmm.
Well,
it's the same price,
I wanted
right?
to buy Darksiders from the GameStop by my office, and all they had was the out of the box copy available.
And same price, right?
Same price, and I was like, no thanks.
Oh wait, that's the new. That's
that
the
was
quote,
new.
Unquote,
yeah,
new.
Well, used it's $34. Right. New is $19.99.
You really care if it was out of the box?
You turned down just because it didn't have cellophane around it?
They didn't have the box.
Oh, okay. They didn't even
have
the box.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really out of the box.
It was really, and I was like, eh.
Well, I'll tell you, in Japan, when you buy a used game, it almost always has the box and the manual because if it doesn't, it's considered junk. And it'll be in, like, the junk section, and it'll be, like, 90% off. So, and they basically give you nothing for it, too, if you try to sell it back. So, yeah, that's just the way it is. Let's see. Two more questions. First, a little PSA from Darkness Bear wants to let us know that we've got a keg, a female keg, a very rare thing, Kissful Dreamer. She is trying to get on season 2 of the PlayStation Tester. So if you want to go to casting.thetester.com/Cheska19, CHESKA19, you can vote for her. So that would be nice. And she's a very active keg, a lot of posts I saw. Mr. Grinch 98 says, question for Cheapy and Shipwreck. Cheapy, obviously you buy a ton of games for your enjoyment and to add to the podcast discussion. Being in Japan, do you eventually trade them in or keep them to add to the hoard? I used to trade them in, but now I don't know. You don't get a lot for like the Asian versions, I think. And it's just like sort of a pain in the ass to go there and do it. So I just give them to my friends. I lend them out to people. I get more enjoyment out of that, being like Santa Claus with games. And Shipwreck, he says, you get a ton of games for reviews. I've often thought how you can make a killing on goose eggs flipping them after review. Would you consider that unethical to do after you received an early copy from the publisher?
Yeah, I kind of do think that's... I don't want to... If they give me a game to review, I don't want to undercut their sales by trading it or selling it.
And while you're getting a financial gain from it. It's not just right. It's not just that right. You're taking a sale away from them, but you're making money off it.
Yeah, like, however, like, if, like, 6 or 8 months down the road or whatever, if I see a game there that I reviewed and I don't really, like, view it as part of my collection, like something I'm going to keep for long term,
right?
Then I might take that and trade it into GameStop and right. that type of thing.
Okay. But I think that's it for the show. I think we're done.
You sure?
I think so, unless you have anything to add.
Not to you.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounded funny out of my head.
All right, well, I want everybody to please follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, twitter.com/wombat5277, twitter.com/shipwreck. And if you were following the other two guys, you would have maybe seen all that controversy with people yelling at Shipwreck.
It was pretty awesome.
Big names.
I got real angry. You could ask Shipwreck.
What and you did? On Twitter?
I was
or
angry
in real
about
life?
It, yeah. On Instant Messenger.
See, I wasn't angry. I wasn't angry.
I know. I was angry for you. I was angry on your behalf.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at the new Halo Reach console.
Oh, where is that at?
On MajorNelson.com. It's actually pretty nice looking. It's silver. It's subtle. They didn't, like, go crazy with it. What is the thing on the front of the console?
On the new
Pures.
You got, on the bottom
yeah,
left?
Yeah, what is that?
That's where you plug in your USB sticks.
Okay, duh. Yeah, the new controllers also, look nice, too. Silver controllers with very subtle. Not like those last Halo controllers, which were butt-ass ugly. Very nice. Classy. I would call this classy. Too bad, Wombat. You could have got one of those.
I'm happy with what I have.
You don't really... You're not really into Halo, anyway.
I like Halo.
Oh. You don't need two more controllers?
I do not need... No. I have so much... Guess how many Xbox 360 controllers I have sitting on my desk right now.
Four.
Close. I have five.
Five. That's a lot.
I know. I don't even know. You can't even use five.
Yep. So, yes, now that you're done following us on Twitter, review us on iTunes. We really appreciate your reviews on iTunes. It helps us in the rankings and stuff like that. And tell your friends to listen. That's nice, too. We could always use more listeners. And what else? Oh, GoDaddy.com. Coupon codes for web hosting and domain registration. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. And $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. Check out the GameStop Power Saver sale. It's good. And that's it. We're done. Goodbye.